Hello, everybody. Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian. Well, my co-host ever. What it do, Daddy?
Bro, I am doing good. How you doing, man? Oh, man. Like, what?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wrong podcast. Sorry,
Yeah,
sorry, 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 sorry. Sorry. I'm recording in my basement. There's no light here. I'm thinking we're doing the late night special. So my bad, my bad. Anyways, what's going on, Ever?
Nothing much, just a lot of wrestling stuff, going on right now. It's a lot of stuff through every company pretty much has something going on.
A lot. Unfortunately, we're gonna talk about WWE at not fortunately. I don't know why I said that part. Let's go straight to it. Let's go ahead and get Kevin Owens finally joined forces with Sami Zayn. So it's going to lead to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn to face the Usos for the Tag Team Championship. Rumor has it that this is not going to be the main event. Everybody thought it would be just because of, one, the storyline, two, it's the bloodline, and three, if the bloodline is going over, and that's including the Roman Reigns, not just the Usos,
yeah.
Roman Reigns and the Usos, if they're both going over, why not have them both go at WrestleMania? Main event WrestleMania. That's like historic.
Yeah.
Right there. So, and then, yeah, if the, it also, but even if Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn wins, it's like, oh my gosh, that's like a great moment as well.
Yeah.
And also last year's WrestleMania, Stone Cold, it was Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Kevin Owens. He'll get his moment. Main events at WrestleMania, once again. And Kevin Owens, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know how many people could say this, but Kevin Owens, if he main events WrestleMania this year, it'll be his second in the row, and also it'll be his second main event that wasn't involved in a world title picture.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not a lot of people could say that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty like a historic moment right there. So, I don't know. What's your thoughts on this? Also, before I get your thoughts, the main event is going to be Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, which we talked about it. We had a feeling it was.
Yeah.
But yes, that should be the main event because Rhea Ripley did win the Royal Rumble, but the story leading into the story leading to WrestleMania, it's nothing special. It's just about, I'm going to fix my, the biggest wrong that happened back at 2020. So it's basically a rematch.
Yeah. But
the story, it's where everybody wants to see is the Usos and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. It's kind of like similar to like Triple H and Chris Jericho for the Undisputed Championship. That's the world title. That's the main event. But the match that everybody is talking about, and it's Hulk Hogan and The Rock.
Yeah.
So anyways, your thoughts of Rhea Ripley and Charlotte main event in WrestleMania.
I do like it. I mean, like you said, yeah, you're right about the build up. It's kind of like she won the Rumble and then she went and had a feud with Beth Phoenix, and they still kind of have a feud with Beth Phoenix because, Edge and Finn Balor are still fighting each other. So it looks like they're just picking up their the Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley's picking up their feud now. I mean, there's still time. Obviously, it's like a month, well, like 3 weeks away. Wow. Some end of the month, right?
Yeah.
Beginning of April. So it's like they're just picking it up now, but they haven't really, it hasn't really happened since the Rumble. Like at the Rumble, you didn't see, you saw Ripley say, like, oh, I'm going to fight Charlotte, but then Rhea was fighting Beth Phoenix until recently, So it's kind of like, it's good, but like at the same time, yeah, I do wish the Usos and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens was the main event.
Right.
I could see why, because it's like a women's championship match. At least you gotta have one women's championship match main event WrestleMania. But like you say, why, it might be the co-main event for night one, the Usos and Sami Zayn, right?
But here's the thing: you also got Edge versus Finn Balor.
Hell in a Cell,
And a Hell
right?
in a Cell. I feel like
It's tough.
that can main event the pay-per-view.
I mean, it must be tough to like put every match on the lineup is not disappointing. Even the Intercontinental Championship match has Gunther, Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, right? And then the IC title is available too. No, that's the IC title. The US title is probably, oh, it's John Cena versus Austin Theory.
That
And
can main
then,
event. This
yeah.
is the first WrestleMania where you and me are like, is it
Any of
you
these could
or you
main
and
event.
I?
Yeah.
Is
Yeah.
it
You and
you
I.
and I?
Yeah.
You and
Yeah.
I.
You and I.
You and I have our like, this could main event WrestleMania night one.
Yeah.
The obvious is Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, the main event to night two. But there's so many matches where it's like, damn, we couldn't say this last year.
No, last year it was kind
We
of
couldn't
clear.
say
Like, okay, I
we couldn't say the year before that, and then the year before that. We couldn't say that.
Yeah.
It was just more like, okay, I think, well, except for WrestleMania 2020, where we discussed that. I mean, we didn't start our podcast at that time, did we? I think we did.
No, it was
No, we
like
didn't.
October 2020.
Okay,
Yeah.
yes. But that time we did discuss that The Undertaker and AJ Styles should main event night one.
Yeah.
And it did happen, but we had a feeling it was going to be Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley for the NXT championship. But it didn't happen. So, but this year you got Logan Paul versus Seth freaking Rollins. That could main event. You got the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That could main event. Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley. That could main event.
It will main event, right? It
It's
will.
going to main event. And
Yeah.
then you got Austin Theory versus John Cena, another main event. Just
Asuka
because
Belair.
Asuka and Belair could main event. But that one doesn't really, it's kind of similar to like Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. There's no story about it, but to it. It's
Yeah.
just they're the number one contender match. So it's kind of same thing with Cody Rhodes. There's no really so much stories going
But you
on,
want to see it. But you want to
but
see
you want
it.
to see it.
So it's
Yeah.
like, okay, I'll make it a main
But
event.
the other two matches I still want to see. It's just like, it's more of like, there is a story with Cody Rhodes, but the feud is mainly with Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Not so much with, I mean, they had some moments in there, they share their rings, but lately, Cody Rhodes hasn't really had matches. He's been having matches with like LA Knight, the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
You would think they will have he will have a match with the Usos, you know, to build up the feud.
Solo
Solo, yeah.
Sikoa, yeah,
I
like
don't
one
even,
on one.
yeah. So there's nothing, he hasn't faced nobody from the bloodline yet, which makes me feel like he's gonna lose.
Yeah, it's
But
not like,
the buildup is gonna continue though.
yeah, it's kind of, and then also you have the Hell in a Cell match with Finn Balor and Edge.
Yeah.
You have Damage Control versus Becky, Trish, and Lita. That's like, yeah, it's kind of hard. I wouldn't be able to like choose.
Whoa, that's
Is
what
there a
she
weak? Is
said.
any weak card? Any weak matches? Yeah, I can't call any weak matches right now. If you had
I would
seven
say the
matches,
only weak match will be Rey Mysterio versus Dominic, but
ooh.
there's a story behind it. There's a story behind it. I'm not, I that's the only, you know, so I wouldn't say that this just because of the story alone, I wouldn't say it's the weakest one. It's the weakest one at this moment, but it's something I do want to watch. If this match does take place, the one that I feel like is the weakest card match on the card is Bray Wyatt versus Bobby Lashley.
That one got canceled, allegedly.
Not allegedly. Nothing's confirmed yet.
Least confirm, yeah.
Yeah. But there is rumors that Bobby Lashley may have face LA Knight. He may face he's gonna have an open challenge, and then it's gonna be like a last minute thing where we are gonna get Bobby Lashley versus Bray Wyatt. Did you heard about the rumors that Brock Lesnar was given an option or a choice
Yeah.
by Triple H? Do you want to face Bray Wyatt or do you want to face Omos? And he went with Omos because he didn't want to face Bray Wyatt because, well, I don't blame him. Because can you imagine if Bray Wyatt would have pulled whatever he? I understand that he has some issues, but can you imagine if he what he pulled on Bobby Lashley pulled on Brock Lesnar?
Oh,
Brock
wow.
Lesnar would have had a fit.
Isn't his
So
last run too, I think. I think he's, I mean, he said it's the last run, but.
he said that apparently he's gonna retire after this year's WrestleMania, which is kind of a bummer because it's like this is the match you want to go out with, you know?
Yeah. It's like Kurt Angle with Baron Corbin. Like, why?
Yeah.
Make Kurt Angle versus Chad Gable at least to be kind of like a similar style, you know?
Yeah, at least we would have got a good wrestling match out of it. I mean, I got to
Yeah.
see them live. They faced each other on Raw when they were in
Oh,
Chicago. So it was a
nice.
decent match. But yeah, I feel like if there was a WrestleMania, it would have been a little bit better.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know. I'm at that point where I was just like, all right, cool. Bray Wyatt, Bobby Lashley. Don't know why. There's other people that Bobby Lashley could have faced, but okay. I still don't understand why they didn't do Brock Lesnar and Lashley at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
Everybody
dude.
thought it was going to be inside a Hell in a Cell, no disqualification, street fight. They thought it was going to be some type of match like that way.
Yeah.
But no, we're not getting that. I'm not mad of getting Brock Lesnar versus Omos because, like I said, he's 7 feet tall. I want to see him being, suplexed around by Brock Lesnar, being picked up in
That'd
an
be cool.
F5. Hell yeah, I want to see that. But if this is Brock Lesnar's last match, that's the problem. That's the only thing I have a problem with. So, there's rumors that if Bobby Lashley does have an open challenge, the person that may step up, it may be Jay White. Do you think that's a possibility?
Maybe. I mean, there's no confirmed reports what company he's going to. I mean, so that'd be kind of cool, but I don't think it would happen yet. Maybe, yeah, if it was WrestleMania, I could see it. But yeah, I could see that happening. But Jay White's a small guy, no? He's like not the biggest guy, is he?
I think he's like, what do you mean? Like
Like
jacked or
tall,
height?
the height and like
He's like
strength.
he I think he's like 5'10".
Okay. I'm just saying
So
like him against Bobby Lashley would be kind of like a mismatch, you know? Like if like Goldberg came out, if somebody big came out, like I don't know who you could point towards, but like, you know, somebody big could come out and be like, oh man, you know. But yeah, it'd be kind of cool to see him. I mean, obviously he won't be Jay White. He'll be like whatever, John Smith or something. I don't know, whatever they call him. But yeah, I mean, I could see it happening. You never know. That's the thing about WrestleMania this year. Like, it's so good. Like, even if you get disappointed, even if it comes out to be like whatever, I'm like, oh, okay. Overall, the card is stacked to the deck. You know, like you say, we it's been a long time since we've actually had like a really, really overall decent WrestleMania. And that's the point of WrestleMania. That's what you want.
but now, because you brought it up, you just remind me of something. For the past 3 years, we looked at WrestleMania and said, this card sucks.
Yeah.
But not all though, but there was been times where, whoa, what was it, 37? Where we were like, WrestleMania night two had the best card, but night one stole the show. Had the best matches.
Yeah.
Same thing with WrestleMania 38. I think it was WrestleMania night one had the best everything. Had the weakest card, but the best matches, except for the tag team match, the opening match. But that was because of an injury, so he got caught short. And then for night two, the best match was Sami Zayn versus what's the guy from Jackass?
John Knoxville.
Yeah. So even Edge and AJ Styles was decent, but the
Yeah.
match of the night was Sami Zayn. So,
Yeah.
so that's my concern for this year. We have
Yeah.
a lot of great matches looking forward. Now I feel like, damn, we're gonna have a
Yeah,
re this is gonna be the worst WrestleMania then. Because it's just going based on the past. We had so many weak card matches on the card. But the performance was amazing.
yeah.
This year it's like the matches are, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it. But now I feel like they're gonna be trash.
Yeah, because they're like they're gonna people we're gonna expect too high of it, and then we're gonna be like,
Yeah.
it's not what I expected. Like, oh, they didn't do this; they should have done
Same
that,
thing. That's how I
you
felt
know?
last year with AJ Styles and Edge. my level of expectation was here, and then I got something. I was just like, oh, damn.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's a give or take. Like either you get a really good match lineup, or you get a really good like overall. But like I don't know. Yeah, it's tough to like do that. Like because you have so much high hopes, and then when you finally see it, you're like, not what I really wanted to see. It's kind of what I expected.
Yeah, and then
Wait.
with the AJ Styles and Edge, this is something I've been wanting to see since 08.
Yeah.
And finally being able to get it, what, 15, 12 years later, something like that? No, not 12, 15, 12, 13 years later,
Yeah.
you know? And it's just like, but now they're older.
Yeah, it's
It's still
like
a good match. Don't get me wrong. I go back and watch it, but it's just that time, it was just like, damn. It was
yeah.
okay. So, but yeah, no, this year's WrestleMania stacked. Very
We'll talk about it in a different episode, right? Like we'll go like into detail.
yeah, next episode we'll be giving our top favorite matches and also worst favorite matches that took place at WrestleMania. But that will be a future episode. Let's go into the Hall of Fame induction. Before we get to that, ever, you want to talk about our merch, please?
Yeah. Hey guys, check out our merch at PWT Pro Wrestling Tees, some cool shirts, and make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at New Entry Wrestling Pod. And wondering if we're also on other platforms, also on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Public. And if you haven't already, go to check us out here on YouTube, and check look up New Entry Wrestling Podcasts. Likes by just like support, share, and subscribe. Sorry.
It's all right. It's been a minute for you.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, Rey Mysterio is inducted to the Hall of Fame. Yes, super excited about that. Rey Mysterio deserves it. Bad news, Batista is not being inducted to the Hall of Fame this year. You think he would, but he's not. Why? Nobody knows why.
I think because his schedule was busy, like he couldn't make it to the show. They're like, "Ah, okay, we'll just wait." But it's been 3 years in a row, no? Pretty much at this point,
Yeah.
2020, 21, 20, no, three, four, almost 4 years. He's been trying to get inducted for the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, so obviously WrestleMania 20, he was supposed to be inducted, but the pandemics. 21, he deny it. 20, what am I saying? I'm talking year
Years,
wise.
yeah. I'm like, what?
22 was WrestleMania 38, and they didn't ask him.
Oh wow,
This year, I don't know if they asked him or did or didn't.
they did probably, and he's like, no, I can't make it, so just I'll wait for next year. Like, yeah,
Philadelphia, baby, let's go.
he
But to be
probably wait for a
honest,
DC one. Who knows? What does that mean?
ooh,
WrestleMania in DC?
Seattle.
Too
Is
small.
he is he's from Seattle, right?
No, he's from DC,
Oh,
Washington,
Washington,
DC.
DC. Okay.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's from Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's cool. But congrats to Rey Mysterio being inducted to the Hall of Fame. Speaking, since you're a big Rey Mysterio fan ever, I got a this or that.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you majority of them are gonna be Rey Mysterio. They're gonna be facing somebody else.
Okay.
So just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
All right, this or that, Rey Mysterio edition. Rey Mysterio versus John Cena.
Very Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie, no. Rey Mysterio versus Edge.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio versus Batista.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio versus AJ Styles.
AJ Styles.
Rey
It's the first one.
Mysterio versus Triple H.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton.
Mysterio.
There you go. Ever. Besides Halloween Havoc, Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero, what else is your favorite Rey Mysterio matches that you have of his?
WrestleMania 22, Rey versus Randy Orton and Kurt Angle for the World Heavyweight title. also have his debut match on SmackDown versus Chavo Guerrero. I like that one. That was lit. Like, still,
Yes.
like, kind of the first people. Obviously, I knew about him in WCW, but
Yeah.
I did like that match a lot because it was his initial one. There's a couple other ones too. Let me see. Try to remember a few. What was it? I think it was
For
in
me,
WCW. Okay.
I got Rey Mysterio versus Chris Jericho at the Bash.
Oh yeah.
Tid title versus mask. God damn. That match was,
Okay.
oh my gosh, like perfect storytelling. There's certain matches where I'm like, why did this match take place in this crappy pay-per-view?
Yeah,
This is a SummerSlam match. This is a WrestleMania match. And it was just, oh my gosh, but it is what it, I got to see it not live on person, but I got to
yeah.
watch it live on pay-per-view. Man, oh my God, that match was amazing. Close second will be, I would say, Rey Mysterio versus Chris Jericho. I think it was a no holds bar match at Extreme Rules, the
Okay.
pay-per-view before the Bash.
Okay.
I would say that would be my close second, but that's obviously out of my top just because of the match that they had at the Bash.
Okay. I also include any match with Psicosis, like in ECW, WCW. Those matches were always bangers too.
What about his matches against CM Punk? Did you enjoy any of his matches? I know I did. The best one was the one they faced each other at my close second would be him and CM Punk at Capital Punishment.
Capital Punishment. Okay.
And then my number one would be Punk. Obviously it would be Punk and Rey Mysterio and Armageddon
Armageddon. Okay.
08. And I
Wow.
believe this was the
Old
number
school.
one. Yeah, this was the number one contender for the IC title to face William Regal. And
Okay.
yes. So that one, yeah, their matches that never disappoint. Never.
Yeah.
But do you have any more great matches that you really enjoy of Rey Mysterio's?
I mean, I do, but I don't remember like the actual dates or pay-per-views. Like I could tell you like a few people he faced.
Who are they?
I know like he had a couple good matches with any match with like Chavo Guerrero, like Cruiserweight Championship with Matt Hardy, like anything. I think mostly his Cruiserweight title run, and his like not his title win against Cena. Remember how he won it and he lost it the same day?
Oh, when he
That
beat
he beat
the
Cena and
Miz.
then later, oh, The Miz, and later
No,
that
he
night,
yeah.
John Cena. Yeah, like okay, no. So I was like, for me, it's more like I remember like a more time frame, like when he was Cruiserweight champion and WWE and WCW, his matches in ECW, some matches and currently, like I think what was the most recent one he had? Not the one where he lost an eye. That one was just weird. That
That match was good. It was
yeah,
just the leading to that
yeah.
whole eye poking, the eye coming out. That was like, oh, you ruined a perfect
Yeah, I
match.
know. That's the thing. Like
Like,
that would have been a good
yeah.
match if it wasn't for that. I'm like, oh no.
He had great matches with Dolph
Yeah.
Ziggler.
Yeah, that one's yeah.
Yeah.
So I gotta like, yeah, I don't have an extra list, but I know like he had a few of them that I like a lot.
Well, I'm gonna tell, well, it's time for Rey Mysterio's. This no, this is not. Did we do it? Oh, we already did
Yeah, we
this
did.
and that.
Yeah, we did.
Pick one and delete the rest. Rey Mysterio edition. Good luck.
Okay, thank
Rey Mysterio versus Chris Jericho at the Bash. Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk and Armageddon 08. Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero,
Oh,
Halloween
crap.
Havoc. Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton versus Kurt Angle, WrestleMania 22.
Oh,
Pick
damn.
one, delete the rest. Good luck, man.
Oh God, that's tough.
Ever has to pick one and delete the rest.
If I would just went off like what the one of the matches that he accomplished the most in, or what actually was most memorable, I would say the re his champion his world heavyweight title win against Randy Orton and Kurt Angle, because that was his first world title. You can't beat that. Like, I mean, obviously, I love the Eddie Guerrero one and the Rey Mysterio one, but it was just overall a great match. But if you look historically, like that one with Kurt Angle and Randy Orton, because he won the World Heavyweight Title. And I was there, so probably keep that one because I was actually physically there. I'm like, how am I gonna forget something when I was actually physically at that show, you know?
And you got to
So,
experience the three count and then everybody
oh yeah,
cheering and I
the
get it.
confetti, you know? Yeah.
I get it, 'cause that's why my favorite match to this day, it's CM Punk and John Cena at Money
Yeah.
in the Bank, because I was there. And once we hear that one, two, three, the energy, oh my gosh.
Just
It just
wow.
yeah, despite who CM Punk is today, it's just like that moment, man. I can't. It's a great feeling being there with my closest friends at that time. My little brother was with me at the time. It's just like I can't. So
Yeah,
I get
so
it. I get it.
yeah. So I recommend going to actual shows because, whoo man, that's a different
Yeah.
experience.
Yes. Especially house shows. You
Oh yeah, some
you
house shows are
get
crazy.
the matches are longer,
Yeah.
and you get to see people where you're just like, I don't really care for this person, and then you're like, damn, this person can wrestle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like, why didn't I do that?
why is he not doing that on television?
Yeah. But
So,
yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah, I would choose that one.
but Rey Mysterio is being inducted to the Hall of Fame. He most likely he will be facing Dominic. Do you think if he faces Dominic, do you think it should be a technical wrestling match, or do you think it should be like a street fight, no disqualification match?
Obviously, it's personal, so I would make it like as personal as possible, so a street fight.
Right.
But I don't know, I think it's gonna probably come interference from his wife, you know, Rey Mysterio's wife and daughter.
Is
So it's gonna be like
the
really, it's
family
like,
going to be there?
yeah, they're
Ooh.
like, you're like, you're about to punch him in the face, and his wife is like, please, it's your son. I know he's like, you know, whatever.
Ooh.
Then,
Vicky Guerrero should show up. Chavo
oh, she,
Guerrero. Oh,
ooh.
oh my God. Can you
Well,
imagine they started?
Vicky might leave AEW, or she is leaving AEW, or she's staying at home.
I'm gonna
I
be
don't
honest,
know. I don't
I
know.
totally forgot she was in AEW.
Exactly. So I'm
Who
like,
was she managing?
Nyla Rose?
Oh yeah, and then she had a feud with Jada, right? Because she took the TNT, no, the
Yeah.
TBS championship
TBS
from
title,
her.
yeah. So
Damn, I
I'm
forgot
like,
about that.
yeah, exactly. Right? So that'd be kind of, I mean, kind of like a, what is that called? Like a full circle thing. Like, remember in 2005 when,
Yeah.
you know, now it's like 2023, it's like this is the culmination. But I think this will be you think this would be it for Rey Mysterio? Like, he's done, like, after this?
I don't think his last match should be with Dominic. I
No.
know for him personally, it will mean the world to him to retire facing his son, but I think it's too soon for that. Let his son become a star on his own. And then to that point where, okay, you made it. I'm
Yeah.
gonna retire with you. Not as a starter. Because this is his first WrestleMania is in a singles match. So it's like I feel like that's too much pressure on him.
Yeah, it is.
Let him and his I don't want to say career, but his star power is going up.
Yeah.
You
He gets
know.
booed heavily. I mean, when they boo him
Yeah.
like a lot,
So
like,
it
whoa,
basically
what?
he just got there. He just got to
Yeah.
that point of being booed on his own because he went
Yeah.
to prison. So,
Allegedly.
it's like, and then we're with the and then you got to give credit with Finn Balor and Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley with going with the character because
Yeah.
they were so. And then when
Yeah.
Dominic went to jail, they're like, oh shit, Dominic went to jail. They got to break, basically break character.
Yeah.
And so it's like now it's like Dominic is a prison guy, and now they kind of have more of a sense of humor and stuff like that. So,
That's what they need, right? A little bit. And everybody
yeah.
can be super serious. Like, oh, okay, they could be a little human.
Yeah.
And you
And
find out that
it
Conan's
works.
ended. Yeah. Then we find out that Conan's gonna induct Rey Mysterio into the Hall of Fame, which is lit, which is definitely.
What I did not knew was that's Dominic's godfather.
Yeah.
I thought it was kayfabe. I thought it was just like no. I thought Conan was just saying that, but it's like,
Yeah.
oh, it's true. He really is the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only time, the only show that Rey Mysterio could be on and Dominic without WWE being mad is the K100 show that they do. So it's like, yeah, man, well, he's my family, you know? But yeah, it's crazy how like a lot of stuff happening in wrestling right now. I mean, that's just WWE. We're not even going to the other ones yet, you
No,
know?
not yet, not yet, not yet. But before we move on to the next topic about women's wrestling ever, remind people about where they could find us again.
You guys could check us out on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. You could find us on formerly known as Anchor, now it's called Spotify for podcasters. And you can find us on there, and you can find us on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Radio Public.
Now it is Women's History Month. We gotta appreciate, we gotta give love to the women's, not because they're beautiful and sexy, but they're out there entertaining us every week, every night, even though we hate them because their wrestling sucks. Not coming from me. Not for me. Hey, you go check out my TikTok videos. I have proof that I love women's wrestling. All right, I'll name a lot of women's wrestling matches. But anyways, ever, I wanted to ask you, if somebody came up, I'm gonna ask you anyways. Can you give me for the Mount Rushmore of women wrestling? You could do overall, or you could just do WWE.
Oh yeah, I could do overall. I would say first one would be Magami Kudo. I don't know if you know who she is from
Nope.
FMW. She
Oh,
would do
no.
like death. She would do death matches. So you see her like go into a barbed wire and explode against like
Jesus.
the great Aja Kong. So Megami Kudo, she was a beast. She was short. She was skinny and everything. She would go into death matches and all that, bleed everywhere. She was a pioneer in that. We said four, right? I would say so. Megami Kudo. I would say Mae Young. She would wrestle. She wrestled what, like almost 70 years plus, and she was already like in her 80s, taking power bombs from the Dudley Boys and XYZ and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know,
Who took a RKO? Was it her or
that
Fabulous Moolah?
Fabulous Moolah. Yeah,
Okay.
Fabulous Moolah took the RKO. I think they both did one at least once, but. Yeah, Mae Young's been wrestling forever. She didn't care. She wrestled men, women, so she's, and obviously the Mae Young Classic, hopefully they bring that back. That'd be kind of cool to actually do again
Yeah.
with women wrestlers. That's two right there. I'll say my third one is Chyna. I mean, she just was a force to be reckoned with in wrestling. I know she was not always the greatest wrestler, but
Right.
she had a presence about her. And she was the only woman to actually like, or the first one of the first women to actually be in the men's rumble, right? She was in the men's rumble.
Yeah.
She had the
Also,
Intercontinental,
yeah.
in the women's rumble too. No, that she already passed by then, but she was a Intercontinental champion and almost won a WWE championship, I think, on one or two occasions. So she's definitely a pioneer in that. Obviously, WWE doesn't always like that, like men versus women, but she was the exception, and then other people was the exception too. But yeah, she was definitely one of those women that I would say, like, yeah, she was definitely up there. And my fourth one, that one's hard because there's so many women, dude. Even in the right now in the Indies, there's a lot of women you could like look at. If you look up overall, that's tough. Oh man.
Yeah, because
Man,
you went everywhere.
I went everywhere. I went
You
like
went
I went
everywhere.
Japan. I went like
Yeah.
1940s, 50s.
Yeah, you basically crapped on my list.
And my fourth one, I don't know. I mean, what's that one lady's name? Oh, she's from Mexico. No, not her. There's so many of them. See, it's tough, man. I'll give you
Well,
three out of
my,
four.
all
Well, let
right,
me see. Wait,
well.
I think I'll
I'll get
give you.
while you're thinking, I'll give you mine. I got Mickie James. This is not in order, but I got Mickie James. Reason why is because where she started, she accomplished a lot. Every opportunity she was given, she hit a home run. She proved herself that she was more of a diva when she went to Impact Wrestling. Made her name herself. She did the country music. I believe she did acting as well. And she went and helped out NWA. She started a women's pay-per-view for them. She came back and just She wanted to prove that she was the greatest of all time, and she helped Impact Wrestling to become where, like, she helped out the women's division. What I told you about Punk, if you're really a draw, go to Impact. Go to Impact. Take a pay cut. Prove that you're more than what you're worth. You know what? Do you know what Triple H did? I know I'm getting off topic, but you know what Triple H did when he got signed with WCW? Eric Bischoff offered him a 2-year contract. Triple H said, "Can I just do 1 year? Because at least that way, I'm either worth way more than what you're offering me, or I'm not worth anything, and you could just not re-sign me." Why can't people do that for Impact Wrestling? I don't understand. But you know who did? Mickie James. She took a chance, and look where Impact is, and especially the women's division. You know, she keeps coming back because she wants to help the company grow. And Impact Wrestling is the only one that acknowledged women's wrestling. So Mickie James, I got Gail Kim because she started the women's division and for Impact. I got Trish Stratus because if it wasn't for Trish Stratus, the Divas division would have been done. And then my other one, this one's a tough one. But I gotta give it to AJ Lee because she's another one. If it wasn't for her, the women's division would have been done. So those are my four women. Because me personally, obviously people may disagree, but for me, these four women are the reason why I went. Oh, let me hold on. Let me check this out. And yeah. So those are my four. I'm pretty sure I should add Mae Young, but I haven't I watch her matches, but I didn't grow up with her. These four I grew up with, and they're the reason, you know, obviously honorable mention would be obviously Lita, Chyna, because I watched Chyna. I grew up watching Chyna and you know, who and Victoria. And then Kylie Rae, only because she's the reason why I started paying attention to women's wrestling, indie wrestling, sorry, for the women's division, if that makes sense. So I gotta give Kylie Rae that honorable mention as Rae as well.
I got my fourth one already. I kind of Sensational Sherry. Because she was badass in the.
Why am I throwing a blank on who she is?
She's the one that managed Shawn Michaels for that longest time.
Okay.
And she did, she helped. So she was a badass wrestler. She was great in the ring. She was a great manager for what? Macho Man, Shawn Michaels. She could fight it out. You know, she could talk the smack and she could fight back too. And she was just overall, just her energy was just like, you know, very, very infectious. And you would be like, yeah, you know,
You
she
know
was
who
all like,
I'll you know who else I'll add? Sable.
yeah, I mean, more for looks.
She wrestled men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
It was mixed tag, but still.
But I mean, overall, both month rushers are pretty good. I mean, everybody has their own. Like, if you guys want to post your guys' own, let us know your Mount Rushmore. You know, we'll be interactive with this. You know, the guys put your four women Mount Rushmore. You know, we'll compare and see. Maybe down a future episode, we'll talk about your Mount Rushmore. But yeah, our Mount Rushmore is pretty good either way. Like, there's so many women in wrestling we could talk about. You know.
Well, let's keep talking about it. I got a quick question. If you were going to start a women's wrestling company,
Ooh.
similar to AEW, how Tony Khan had Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, and Chris Jericho. Did I mention Cody Rhodes?
Yes.
Oh, it's because I did the Young Bucks. That's why they're two. If you needed six women to start a wrestling company, big names, who would those names be?
We're talking about currently wrestling, right? Not like,
Current wrestling.
so I could talk about any women and currently
Everybody
active.
active, free agent, you're about to start a company. Who are your six women? They could be for any company, WWE, NWA, Indies. Who are your six women for you to start your women's wrestling company?
Okay. Number one, I'm gonna go indies mostly because I like the indies a lot. I'll go Sky Blue.
Nice choice, nice choice.
She's really nice. She's a great wrestler. I've seen her wrestle multiple times in Chicago, and I think I saw her on an indie show. I would say my second one, I would say Camille from NWA, the current women's champion. She just has power and strength. I think she has charisma too. She's a, you know, obviously she's a women's champion, so she knows what she's doing. Number three, I would say Mickie James just because of the experience. She
Yes.
has the experience, so I would definitely put her on there because you don't want just everybody just to be fresh. You know, you want people to have experience. She's currently the Impact Women's Champion, so I would definitely see her on there just to be that leader in the locker room. My
Right.
fourth one, I would say just for being like a badass woman, I would say Alley Cat, Alley Catch. Alley
Okay.
Catch, she's from GCW. She's tough. She could go against men or women. She could bring a good match. I mean, she was on Impact. Like, she had a match with Masha Slamovich, I think, right? So I think she could be a good addition.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, you're right, you're right.
She's pink hair and she's with Effie. So I'll say her because of the, you know, she has a different style with her. So that's kind of like what you want to bring sometimes. Number five, I would definitely, who else? Five. Five, I will do Raquel Gonzalez or Raquel Rodriguez. What's it? Gonzalez or Rodriguez? Rodriguez, right? Gonzalez is her real name. I'll say
Rodriguez.
Raquel because the same thing. She has that power and strength. So she'll be like one of the women
And
in
she
the
got the
locker
looks
room.
too.
She got the looks too. So she'll bring that
And
power. And
Mexican pride.
yeah. So you bring a Latina into the mix as well. So she has that, you know, she could face Camille. She could face any of the women on that show. You know, because they'll be just, you know, they'll have the chemistry number six. Ooh, that's a tough one because it's like so many women out there. Oh, I need some. Oh my God. Who would it be sick? I would say a Mel from, she was used to be in NXT UK. Now she's in like WXW. And I don't know if you know a Mel, she's the French Hope. She's
No,
really good in the ring.
I don't
No,
think
look.
that one doesn't ring a bell. I
Yes,
can't
no,
picture
she.
her.
Yeah, if you ever look her up, but she's really good. I mean, like I said, her European style, she could bring that kind of different style to the company and have a good match for any of the women I mentioned. Plus any women else they bring in, you know, if they have a woman that comes out. But yeah, I would say those six women. Obviously, I could if it was more than six, I could do more. But yeah, those six women would
But
be my starting lineup.
these are like your version of the elite. And you know,
Yeah.
Chris Jericho first, you know how Tony Khan had these the
Yeah.
Elite and Chris Jericho to start AEW. So these women are like, if you get these women, I'm starting a business, you know?
Yeah, so I'm picking like from different companies, but at the same time, like it's still kind of like if I want to see these women wrestle each other. Like that'd be kind of cool to see any of these women wrestle each other, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody has their own taste, a little bit of, you know, a little, you know, whatever, you know? How about you?
Oh, man. For me, Taya Valkyrie.
Oh yeah, you just
Taya
she just signed with
Valkyrie.
AEW.
She
We
just
just we
signed
just
with
talked about that.
AEW.
Yep,
Yeah.
she just lost. She lost the Impact Tag Team titles to Kaylin Lynn, Kaylin
I'm be
King,
honest. I watched the. I haven't watched
and
the.
no,
I haven't watched the match. I haven't watched the
oh,
match.
sorry,
I know
no
they lost
spoiler.
the title, but
I know
I
why they
don't.
do that. Why do they do that?
I hate that, but
Okay, well, I won't
I
mute
didn't watch the match. I got
it.
it. I gotta watch the match.
But
You
yeah,
know. I
you
gotta
said,
catch up. But yeah, I know they lost the titles, but
yeah,
I don't remember who.
okay.
I want to see the match. But yeah, Taya Valkyrie, she's definitely gonna be my number one. She's gonna be like, I'm gonna start a company with her.
Yeah.
Second would be Gil. If she was active, I would say Gil Kim.
But yeah.
But she's not. I gotta go with Mickie James.
Yeah. Same reasons for me, right? Like the veteran.
Veteran, and she'll be my. Taya Valkyrie and Gil Kim would be my star power.
I mean, Mickie James.
Mickie James, what did I
Yeah,
say?
you said Gail Kim.
Okay. See how badly I want her?
Yeah. Make her a manager or something. Well, that's it.
I would hire her. Don't get me
Yeah,
wrong. I would
yeah,
hire her. I'd be like, ah, just staring at her. She's gonna be like, so what do you want me to do? Oh, you're doing it right
Wow.
now. Just staying there, look beautiful.
Oh,
He's gorgeous. Oh man.
Stava.
I would say would like somebody in WWE. If I could, obviously, if free agent, Charlotte Flair, because she'll be the Chris Jericho. Like the whoa. Chris, you know how Chris Jericho is going to a different company? That
Yeah.
that's why I'll have Charlotte Flair. She'll be that woman where people are like, "Whoa, there's okay, this has to be serious because if Charlotte's going down, you
Yeah.
know." So Charlotte Flair,
Three.
Indies. Man, she cute as hell. What's her name? Billy? Is there a girl named Billy Stark?
Billy Starks, yeah.
Is she okay? She's from Chicago, right?
No, from Indiana, I think.
Okay, but she wrestles in Chicago, right? She just had a show in Ring of Honor and AEW Dark Show.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, Billy Stark. There's a girl named Billy Stark, right? Am I saying that right? Okay. I will have her. Because she's getting out there. AEW
He's
is really
young, so you
she's
want
young,
like
yeah.
the you want your rookie, you want your
Yes.
yeah.
Yes. I would say Sky Blue, but I'm gonna go with Billy Stark just because like you said, young. I need somebody fresh, young, up and comer. Who else would I say? How many do I got?
Four.
I'm at four already.
Yeah.
So I said Taya Valkyrie, Mickie James, Charlotte Flair, Billy Stark. So I got two more. Damn. Who else? I'm trying
So
to.
many, man.
Yeah, this you
Would
know
you bring in
what?
Mercedes? Would you bring in Dakota? Would you bring in?
Ooh, Masha Slamovich. Oh,
Yeah.
Deonna Purrazzo. Oh my gosh.
Oh
Deonna
my God. Wow.
Purrazzo.
You know, all these
Yeah.
women
Hey, yeah,
in
there you go. Masha Slamovich, because she'll
the.
bring the hardcore style into the company.
Yeah.
Because obviously Taya Valkyrie, she'll be. Because I love her, duh. But
Yeah.
she has that Stark power as well, and also she got that the Latinos fan base.
Yeah.
Mickie James, because she's a veteran. Obviously, she has that mainstream as well, but nothing compared to Charlotte Flair. So, but Mickie James has so much to offer, and the experience from in the ring and backstage. Charlotte Flair, because she's the mainstream, she's the star power, she's gonna bring all the media to my
Yeah.
company. And then Billie Stark is our is she's my up-and-comer, she's the future of my company.
Yeah.
And Masha Slamovich, she's the attraction of the match card of people. Oh, okay. Oh, damn, they're gonna have a women's death match. Okay, yeah. That's why I'm gonna have her, and then Deonna Purrazzo, because once again, just like Taya Valkyrie, I love her. So,
Yeah.
and she's the technical wrestler.
At six, right?
So that's my six women to start my women's
Nice.
wrestling company. But
Nice.
I like it. I like that. We picked everything from everybody.
Yeah.
So, and the women's that we picked, that's something where people would be like, "Whoa, hold on, I gotta
We
check this."
should do a full episode in the future, just have a full 20 women roster, and then we should just do that later. But that's a later episode. We could do that separately, you know, if you wanted to.
Ooh, I like
Just
that.
do a full 20, and then we'll be like, this is our champion, this is our tag team, and this is our whatever.
I like that. We
Intercontinental.
gotta
We could do that later.
remind ourselves the women that we picked for this episode,
Yeah.
and then that way we could be like, we could do fantasy booking as well of what would be our first
Exactly.
women's match.
Yeah,
So,
or do a draft, like a woman's wrestling draft, and like, this is my 20 women that I choose for my promotion, whatever. You know, we got the opportunity, we got options. Women's
yeah,
History
dude.
Month. Yeah,
Woo!
ladies.
All right, Ever. Time for what is this? Pick one and delete the rest. Women's wrestling matches. First one, I got Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks, WrestleMania 32. Next, I got Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey, WrestleMania 35. I got Mickie James versus Trish Stratus, WrestleMania 22. Then I got the last one, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair, WrestleMania. Let me start over on that part. Ever, WrestleMania women's match. First one, I got Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks, WrestleMania 32. Next, I got Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey, WrestleMania 35. Mickie James versus Trish Stratus, WrestleMania 22. Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair, WrestleMania 37. Pick one, delete the rest. This is a tough one. I even got like struggled when I was writing it down.
I would say Sasha versus Bianca Belair because of the historical implications. I'm a history major. That's my thing. So anything historical like that, you can't beat that. Like two women, African American women, main eventing WrestleMania for the championship, and then Bianca winning. Dude, boom, cream of the, you know, like that's
and
the
two
what is it?
Two actual WWE stars. Not
yeah.
We have a big MMA star from somewhere else that came to WWE to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, so for me, that's one because they're both great wrestlers. They both have star power, like you said, and it was historical. Like, yeah, you haven't seen that since. I mean, well, hopefully they, you know, somebody else.
It's still historic, yeah.
Two Latina, you know, next one could be two Latinas or two, you know, women of Asian descent, two, you know. But so that's just historical. That's
a, it opened it opened a lot of doors now.
Yeah, and it's the main event. So now, like, now from now, I mean, even before that, there was a couple women main events, but like now it's like the standard, you know. You can't, you know, beat that. And then Bianca's still going strong to this day. Obviously, even Sasha Banks or Mercedes Moné, she's the IWGP Women's Champion. So they're both champions at this current moment. Yeah. So it's kind of historical too because it's kind of like they're both champions. So it's kind of still pretty good. Like you can't beat that one because they're both champions and they're both still pretty good in the ring, you know.
So, no, yeah. I like that. Now it's time for this or that.
Okay.
Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair.
Bianca Belair.
Bayley versus Shotzi.
Bayley.
Ronda Rousey versus Natalya.
Natalya.
Lita versus Trish Stratus.
Oh, God. I love both of them.
Who doesn't?
I'll take Lita.
Lita. Last one, Asuka versus Becky.
Asuka.
There you go. We got something new for this one. You're gonna rate. Is it rate or rank them? Rank them, right? Rank.
Yeah,
rank. You're gonna rank these WWE women's wrestlers without knowing who's next.
Okay.
There's gonna be five of them. All right.
Okay.
So first one, Bianca Belair. Where are you gonna put her at?
Rank them, just like put them in the list.
Yeah, from 1 to 5.
I'll put her second.
Second, okay. Next is Charlotte Flair.
Third.
Third. Next is Becky.
Fourth.
Fourth. Damn, really?
I know, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She has a lot left in the tank.
Number one is like the best one, right?
I know, yeah.
All right. Next is Lita.
First.
Okay. And number five, I guess you have no choice, but Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
You okay with this? Are you okay?
Damn it. I would have been okay. Lita would have kept one. I would have kept Bianca two. I would have done Trish three, Becky four, and Charlotte five.
Okay.
If I had it my way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is pretty good. I like that actually.
Yeah.
The rankings like SBA, you know, those ones. Yeah, that's pretty cool though.
Yeah. That's why I did it. I was like, let's try something new.
Yeah.
It's a trend on TikTok, so
yeah. I get you.
Trying to... Yeah. Oh man. So what else should we talk about?
I mean, only thing other news that we could come up with is, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Impact, didn't Scott D'Amore become president of Impact Wrestling?
Wasn't he always?
No, he just got promoted. He was just like
the
head
booker. I think he was
something.
Vice president.
Yeah, now he's became official president.
Good. It explains why they're doing a lot of shows in Canada.
Exactly. And I mean, I think the Great Muta got inducted too in the Hall of Fame. I think
yeah,
he got
but
inducted.
There's no report. I think they're just saying he's next in line, but they haven't announced it.
Yeah, so we don't really confirm that. We gotta confirm it first. That's not much. I mean, I don't know what else. I mean, we could just, you know.
Well, let's wrap this show up then.
Yep.
Well, take us home, Ever.
All right, listeners and viewers, this will be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Doo-doo-doo!
Yay!